I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Your protein pills and put your helmet on.
Just put it on, Tom.
Seven. Go to Major Tom.
Six.
You were counting in the wrong place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Five.
Commencing countdown engines.
4.5.
Three. Check ignition and may
Tom's
love
one.
Me with you.
Lift off. Lift. Lift off. Yes.
Put it to right. This is ground control to Major Tom.
Can we just right? Obviously,
yeah.
Without yeah, I love Bowie.
Love a bit of Bowie.
He was right good.
He was very good.
What kind of astronaut needs to be told to put his helmet on?
Yeah.
Like this is actually a song about the worst astronaut ever.
He's a rogue astronaut.
Take your protein pills and put your helmet on, like as if he's just sitting there,
Tom,
ready for takeoff, and he's
Tom.
Not fucking put it on.
Imagine being his co-astronaut.
Tom, can you stop playing Angry Birds?
Tom, put your helmet on.
Excuse me?
Take your protein pills.
What's my name?
Tom.
No, what's my name?
Major Tom.
Yeah, Major Tom. Yeah, don't forget who's in charge here, prick.
Right, okay.
All right, sorry, what did you say?
Could you take your protein pills and put your helmet?
Well, I'll put my helmet on so I don't die, but I'm not hungry.
And you're moving in a rather regular way. Maybe later you'll be moving in
like
a rather peculiar way.
Check ignition and may God's love be with you. Like, I don't think the astronaut checks. It's not like a car.
No.
Like, check ignition. Just check.
No.
Can you just check the motors running?
Yeah.
This is Major Tom to ground control.
Hi, Tom. What's up?
I'm stepping through the door.
Okay.
Maybe if he wasn't singing,
have you got
you
your
wouldn't
helmet
have
on?
Lost control of his fucking ship.
Yeah, no. Well, was
maybe
it story?
Maybe don't sing to ground control, Tom.
Is that
and
what
then,
happens?
Yeah, because he's singing to them.
So he's.
And
so,
I think my spaceship knows which way to go.
Hang on. So the song is about Major Tom who flies his spaceship and just fucks around and doesn't listen to mission control.
Yeah, and
then just totally just fucks it. Is that it? Is that the song?
Yeah, and then he goes into space and he goes, "This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirts you wear."
Well, there you go.
That's a good line. I like that line.
It's famous.
Because it's, like, a bit trite.
It's notorious.
But equally, it doesn't seem like he's done that much to get himself into space. You know?
What? Do you think it's a bit
and
of a show?
And now it's time
party.
To leave the capsule if you dare. Yes, I dare.
Right.
He's a fucking astronaut.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
For him. He's trained to do it.
Well, he probably puked up a few times on the centrifugal G-force thing that you have to do. You know that thing? They spin you around?
Yeah, I went on one of
and
those.
Your face does this. What do you mean you went on one?
When I was at the space camp when I was a kid.
Bullshit.
I did.
You went on one?
I went up to 4G.
You went to 4G?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ironic that everyone gets that on their phone now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think the song is about the worst astronaut of all time.
Yeah.
They're like really talking him through it. Here am I, sitting in a tin can, far above the moon. Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do. What's wrong with it being blue, Tom?
Yeah.
Why do you want to change the colour of the planet? Is that what that line's about?
No, I don't think it's
planet
about that.
Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do.
When did the song come out?
1994.
No, it didn't.
It did, yeah. Same year as Friends.
In fact, it was one of the songs they were considering.
Yeah, it was.
For
yeah,
the
yeah.
opening sequence. Yeah. They found it a bit of a
buzzkill. Do you want a little bit of trivia about the Friends theme tune? Do you know who wrote it?
No.
So it was sung by...
A rich man.
It was sung
a
by the Rembrandts.
Wrote. Yeah, that's right. Their only song. Their only song, really.
Yeah, but if you're going to have one song.
Yeah.
But do you know who wrote it?
The
three people that created Friends. So the Rembrandts basically probably haven't made that much money off it.
Yeah.
Like, they get PPL from it, which mm-hmm. is that they played the instruments and sang it, but the real money is who wrote the song. And it's the three people that created the show.
Wow.
Who made all the money from the Friends theme tune.
No flies on them.
Yeah.
They just thought, do you know what?
They just went, well,
let's make some more money here.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Very entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
There aren't many shows where the writer wrote the theme tune or the creator wrote the theme tune.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
And they gave it, initially, REM were going to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
How would that go? So no one told me life was going to be this way. Your job's a joke. You thought it'd never be this way. I'll be there for you when the rain starts to pour. I'll be there for you like you've been there before. I'll be there for you like you've been there before. You're there for me too.
90s. Anyway, no, that's not what happened. But yeah, Space Oddity.
Yeah.
Sorry, just we got sidetracked there.
Yeah. It's a good song. I like it. I think it's strong.
It is a good song, but I just think there's a few lyrical inaccuracies. And I'm very aware, as I'm saying this, that I'm sort of shitting on Bowie, which is really bad. Yeah, I don't feel good inside right now.
Don't shit on Bowie.
You can't shit on Bowie.
You can't really get your shit on Bowie, can you?
You can't shit on Bowie. But I just think, you know, he...
Not
he,
in the eyes of people, he should be.
He would have known to put his helmet on and also stop singing.
Right.
When you're in space, and it's a stressful job,
right,
manning a spaceship on your own. And he's up there on his own. When do astronauts go into space on their own?
I don't think the song is a documentary. Do you?
I don't think
it's an accurate kind of, you know, I don't think they listen to it, you know.
Yeah, that NASA guy sang it in space, the guy that you like, because he's bald.
No, it's called, what, the guy who sings songs?
There's the astronaut. The American one. Oh, who's the one that you liked?
Well, the guy, there's one called Tim Peake.
Oh, you liked him because his name's Tim?
No, well, he was the first Brit on the International Space Station. But it's all been done before, but that showboating American twat who did sing Bowie, yeah. Ground Control, yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, by the way, last week on the show, I got a few tweets.
Right.
I made two mistakes
on
the show last week. I said
So who corrected you?
Some fucking...
Excuse me!
Some nerds.
I think you'll find.
This is the issue what happened. I said Apollo 13 launched in 1969, and I was wrong. It was 1970.
Wow, okay.
So sorry to that whichever anal prick.
Right.
Tweeted me saying that it was wrong. And the other thing I said was that the Shangri-Las sang the song He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss.
Right.
Which was actually the Ronettes.
Alright.
So
there you go.
To those two people.
Fuck you.
No, I apologize. I'm sorry.
You're
probably
don't apologize.
I got out nerded. Yeah. Anyway, I want to play your song, but I want to do this first. Hello.
Right, okay.
Well, hello and welcome to the Excitable Boy podcast for Wednesday, the 28th of September in the year 2016. It's nearly October.
Yeah.
It's nearly Halloween time.
Nearly, when is that? When's Halloween?
The end of October.
So yeah, it's right at the end.
Yeah.
Do you indulge?
I'm going to dress up as the last Kings of Leon album.
Right, okay.
So that was pretty scary.
That's pretty scary, right, yeah.
I'm going to dress up as Kanye West's personal assistant.
Okay.
So that looks like a pretty terrifying job.
I'm going to dress up as the racial situation in America.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
And that's very scary.
But when you say that, do you mean you're going to black up? Because no, I don't think that's a smart idea.
No, I don't think you... No, it's more abstract.
Oh, you're going to dress up as the tension?
Yeah, as the tension. I'll dress up as a massive teardrop.
Donald Trump will be the most up person this Halloween, right?
what people dressing
people
up
dressing
as
dressing up as Donald Trump.
What will he dress up as?
Hillary. All right, welcome to the show, everyone. Tim, I wanted to play you a song.
Yeah.
Last week, we analysed the song by the artist Usher.
Yeah.
Who I think we can both agree we're big fans of.
Seminal.
And I wanted to play you a song of his called Trading Places.
Wow.
And I know what you're thinking.
Like the film.
This might be an homage to the mid-80s Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy film in which a very rich man and a very poor man trade economic... fiscal backgrounds and lifestyles for the sake of a bet of two millionaires.
Right.
It is not about that. The song Trading Places by Usher is about Usher imagining himself as the woman for once and the woman taking him on a date.
Right.
Have you ever heard this song?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
But it's a bold experiment. Let's see if he pulls it off.
I'm going to get the lyrics up for you.
It sounds like the kind of idea he had in a bar and scribbled on a napkin.
This is a good idea.
Then he kind of ran to the studio to record it, but go on.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Trading Places by Usher. And also, just, you know, before people think we're, you know, shitting on Usher, Confessions Part 2 is the one of the greatest songs of all time.
Yeah. No.
It is.
Okay.
Just when I thought I did all I can do, my dick on the... We talked about it last week. Anyway, yeah. Trading Places by Usher.
Right. He gets right in there.
It's already great.
He gets right in there. It's like, he's right in your ear. He's not across the room. He's right in your fucking ear. We're gonna do something different tonight. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right. Gonna knock, you're gonna wait. Oh, you're gonna take me on a date.
Right.
Open your my door, and I'ma reach over and open yours. And whisper in my ear, I bet you really wanna do me.
Right.
Right. Okay, so this is him imagining himself as the woman on a date, right?
Right.
So the lyrics are, now we're gonna do this a little different tonight. You're going to come over and pick me up in your ride.
Okay.
You're going to knock on my door and you're going to wait and then you're going to take me on a date. You're going to take me on a date. Yeah, you're going to open my door, then I'm going to reach over and open yours. You're going to pay for dinner, take me to see a movie and whisper in my ear how much you really want to do me.
Right.
So already Usher is, he's like showing, he's explaining how he is on a date, but he's just reversed the sex, right?
But I don't understand, is he a woman in this scenario?
I think so.
And he's asking her, or is he just a man and a woman's picking up?
And whispering in my ear how much you really want to do me. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, he's the woman in this situation. Right. It's Trading Places. Like that film with Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan where the mum becomes the door and the door becomes the mum.
Right, okay.
Freaky Friday.
Okay.
Remember that one?
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't that freaky? Girl, now take me home and get up in my Benz.
Right.
Pour me up a shot and force me to the bed.
Yes.
I'm on the top tonight. This is the chorus. Oh wait, should we hear it? Do you need to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear this. I mean,
force me to the bed. That's quite dark. Like that's what he does on a date.
Yeah.
He pours them a shot and then forces them onto his bed.
Yeah, yeah.
And tell me to shut up before the neighbors hear me.
Right.
This is how it feels when you do it like me.
Uh-huh.
We're trading places.
Okay. So what's, is he making some kind of point? What's the point?
Well, I think his point is that he's trying to show what it's like
to go out with him.
To go out with him, but also
to be slightly raped by.
I mean, it is aggressive.
Yeah.
And then also what it's his expectation of what the woman is meant to do as well, and what he's meant to do.
Right.
It's very basic.
Mm-hmm.
Like the second verse goes, "I'll be waking you up to a cup of Folgers."
Yeah.
Which is, I believe, an American instant coffee.
Yeah.
Might be beans.
Mm-hmm.
Pancakes and eggs, I owe you breakfast in bed. So when you reverse that, it's like, so what, the woman makes him breakfast the next day? She owes him breakfast.
Right.
Is what Usher's saying. And your orange juice sitting on the coaster, toast on the side, baby, strawberry and grape jelly. I mean, that doesn't rhyme, for one. And secondly, stereotyping blacks a little bit there, right?
I just love the fact that you get to a point in the song where you just start to literally recount breakfast. I need to fill up another few lines. Yeah. Oh, there's jelly there.
At no point is there any insecurity. At no point is there any insight into the female mind where he goes, well, to be honest with you, while we were doing it, I kind of became aware that you're only out for yourself.
Mm.
You know, you only cared about pleasuring you.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, a lot of it was from behind and I felt unloved.
Yeah.
You know, there's none of that.
No.
There's no, like, insecurity anywhere in this song.
No.
Right? Pull the curtain from the window. Time to get up, baby. Let me make this bed. Today we're going shopping. You're blowing 30 on me.
30 what?
30 G's, mate. 30 G's. That means $30,000. Yeah. 30 John G's. Make it 60. Spend it like you really love me. Skip dinner. We're going to rent a movie. You order Chinese food right before you do me.
It's quite weird, isn't it? Order the Chinese food.
Right before you do
it's
me.
It's quite angry, the whole thing.
I guess it makes sense to have sex before dinner. Because then you don't have, like, bloated post-Chinese food sex.
All right, okay.
But I don't think that's what he's getting at here.
No.
I think he's really just saying, I'm a woman tonight and, you know, look how much I take care of you.
And is he getting forced to the bed?
Not tonight. Then he's just back on the top, trading on the bottom. And then the middle eight is, you wash the car, I'm going to walk the dog, I'm going to take out the trash with nothing but your t-shirt on. He's given her a lot of things to do.
Yeah. She has a role.
I'm going to press your shirt. Like, he just slept with this girl after one date and he's making her press his fucking shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to press your shirt. I'm going to wrinkle mine up. In the kitchen, girl, we crazy. We don't give a fuck. Where do you want me? It's really like, am I wrong? Is this song terrifying?
Yeah.
Is this not one of the scariest songs I've ever heard in my life?
Imagine him singing it like with dead eyes.
But imagine that he hasn't reversed the sexes and he's just saying this song.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you on a date. I'm going to pour you a shot. I'm going to fuck you on the bed. I'm going to whisper in your ear, oh yeah, I really want to do you. It's like, this is the hallmarks of a sociopath.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And the fact that he's reversed the sexes makes it even more sociopathic.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then the last two lines of the song is, stay tuned for part two. You've been me, I've been you.
Right.
Usher loves a part two. It's got Confessions part two. And then what happens in part two?
What happens in part two?
Well, I don't know. There isn't a part
two. There isn't a part two.
If there was a sequel to this song, it should be him as the woman realizing that he is a prick.
Right.
And trying to leave.
Yeah, and also,
being terrified of him.
The restraining order song.
He goes, stay tuned for part two. You've been me, I've been you. But now we're going to switch this thing back and I'm going to put it in your ass.
So what does it really say?
That's the lyric.
That's what it says?
That's the lyric.
That's what it says?
Yeah.
Say
he cuts the word ass out. Ready?
I'm just going to put it in your ass.
Get it, get it, get it, get it. Here's the ending.
I'ma put it in your... It's like where all misogynistic R&B is driving towards anyway, and he had the balls to just say, yeah, this is where the song's driving. Every R&B song's driving towards, I'm going to put it in your ass.
Nothing fascinates me more than the sensitive R&B track.
Yeah, because it's all about sodomy.
Is he trying to make... Is it sex music? He's trying to seduce this woman, right? Or is he trying to show her in a passive-aggressive way that he has a hard time looking after her? I don't get what the song is.
I think he's trying to tell people that he understands the female perspective.
I tweeted it and the Alex Fox replied saying, is he into pegging?
What's pegging?
I don't know.
Well, let's look it up.
Urban Dictionary.
Right.
Pegging, anal sex reverse. Instead of the man sticking his penis up the woman's butt, the woman wears a strap on and sticks it up. Oh, okay.
That's pegging.
Yeah. Why is it called pegging? Oh, I guess because you peg it on. No?
Like,
maybe it's pegging it like you peg clothes to a line.
Yeah.
Maybe you peg a dick to your waist. Alright, so Usher, thank you for the music.
Thank you for the music, thank you for the memories, now fuck off.
Yeah. Alright, anyway, what happened this week in the news? I don't really know.
Well, there was a guy in Australia, he was mauled by a shark, a surfer was mauled by a shark, and people got on jet skis and started chasing the shark.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they fucking did. They got on jet skis, started chasing the shark to kill it. And what's the fucking point? Retribution on the shark that did its job. It basically did what it was designed to do. A little nibble on a surfer. Fancy bit of that. Apparently, sharks don't even like the taste of humans.
Okay.
So he basically gobbled it.
Whoa, back up there.
Spam out like licorice all sorts.
Back up.
What?
How do you know they don't like the taste of humans? Because I don't think anyone has ever asked a shark.
I think, you know...
So, what are your top fives?
Well, no, they kind of, you know, they don't fancy it.
Turtle, jellyfish,
plankton. They don't fancy human. They don't fancy human. They spit it out. They don't finish a human. They don't go, God.
What, did they catch the shark?
No, but they no, they got on jet skis and started chasing it and trying to harpoon it.
Firstly,
what's the point?
Firstly, oh, let's why get did that they shark have harpoons? Back.
Well, they had once to like harpoon guns.
What kind of jock prick has a jet ski and a harpoon to hand?
Yeah. It was just that story just struck me as like, what's
what
the point?
What a weirder. Also, what's the fucking point? You're in his house. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you come in my house and I decide to throw water on you, maybe I shouldn't have done it, but you walked into my fucking house.
Yeah.
When you go in the ocean, all bets are off.
Yeah, exactly.
You're in their home.
Yeah.
Anything that happens, you can't complain about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I don't go in the sea.
Yeah, okay.
I won't even go out of my depth when I'm at the beach. It terrifies me.
You're constantly out of your depth.
Yeah, literally, not metaphorically.
They have tiny brains.
Yeah.
Big hungry mouths.
Also in Australia this week, yeah. Mooning is now illegal.
What, showing your ass?
Mm-hmm.
How? In all states?
All of Australia.
In all of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So in Canberra, they just kind of went, got together.
This is in the news. Mooning, exposing your bare buttocks in public, has been made a crime in the Australian... Oh, state of Victoria.
Right, in the state of Victoria, exactly.
Under new laws that also ban streaking and singing an obscene song or ballad. But I love that they had to specify ballad.
Right.
Just in case someone wanted to sing something that was obscene and then turned it into a slow song.
Yeah.
And then thought they were getting away with it.
Yeah.
Well, you can't sing obscene songs.
Mm.
You can't sing "Get Your Tits Out for the Lads" anymore. Yeah, but I turned it into a lament.
This is the ballad. Get your tits out. Get your tits out.
I don't know the next chord.
Get them out for the lads.
Ah.
Get your tits out. Get them out.
Who was that? Do you know who sang that song?
No, it was, God, what's his name? Drowned. Jeff Buckley.
Correct.
Boom.
Yeah, it was Jeff Buckley, yeah.
Yeah.
What else happened this week? Can you explain to me why the fuck?
Yeah.
The great break-off of Britain... The
Great
the
British
top
bake
story
off.
On the news.
Yeah.
Is the world so great now that that's the only thing that's wrong with it to the point where it's the top story on the fucking news?
Yeah, people love it though.
Who gives a shit?
People love it.
It's a stupid show.
Nice people doing nice things, Josh. That's what it is. It's uncynical. It's wholesome. People just fucking.
So what happens? What happens? It's moved channels.
The rights got bought by Sky.
Channel 4.
Hmm?
Channel 4.
No.
Yeah, Channel 4.
No.
Yeah, it's Channel 4.
No. No.
It's Channel 4.
No.
It's Channel 4.
No.
Oh my god. GBBO Channel 4. Channel 4 planning to replace GBO Super Perkins with Jerry Horner. It's Channel 4. It says it right there.
No.
British break off. Channel 4's act. Stop giving me the finger and saying no. You're wrong.
No. I don't agree with that. No, I don't
Channel
agree
4.
With it.
Channel 4.
No. No.
Here we go. What about this from The Guardian? Great British Bake Off moves to Channel 4.
No.
Can you explain to me what the big deal is with that show?
No. The big deal is... the big deal is it's very popular. The hosts are very popular. The expert, Mary Berry, she's a...
So she's staying or going?
No, she's leaving because she's...
Would you host Great British Bake Off?
Would I host...
Here's the conditions.
All right.
It's £1 million.
Right?
Yeah. A series.
Great.
But for the whole season, you have to have one bollock hanging out of your jeans.
Is it in shot?
And your name, it's in shot at points. Not always.
Not always, no.
It's not always, but just occasionally there'll be a cutaway and you'll go, what the fuck?
Contractually, right? twice an episode.
Contractually, two shots of a bollock hanging out your flies.
But the camera will like pan you in that soft focus shallow depth of field
shot across of the cake.
Yeah, across the cake.
It just keeps panning. So you stood behind the table and just one bollock.
One testicle there.
One bollock hanging out. And here's the other condition.
With a very aggressive focus pull
here's
onto
the other
it.
Condition.
Right at the end,
your name is Bollock Tim.
Bollock Tim.
That's the condition. But it's £1 million a season. Would you do it?
On the ident, can it be just B.Tim?
Nope. No, join. What's the name of the guy that stayed?
I don't know.
Okay, well, the guy that
stayed. I'm Bollock. So I have to say, hello, I'm Bollock Tim.
No, yeah, you go, hello, welcome to Great British Bake Off. She's...
I'm your host, Bollock Tim.
And he's Bollock Tim. Yeah. coming up on the show today, someone makes a cake.
It'd be better if I was called Bollock.
Is that all that happens? They make a cake.
It'd be better if I was called Bollock Out, because at least then it would be a character name.
No, you're Bollock Tim.
It would be an
and the reason that you're called Bollock Tim is because I want everyone to call you that till the day you die on the street. Right.
Lefty or righty? Why am I dying on the street? Why am
I
dying?
No, till the day you die. Like, I want people to call you on the street.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to die on the street.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. There's a chance you'll
die
on the street.
Till the day you die on the street, right?
But I want people to always call you that, and that's why. But it's £1 million a season.
Lefty or righty?
You can vary. You can choose.
I can.
I don't.
I
won't discriminate against bollocks.
Can
I? But never two out at once.
Can I disguise it with paint?
Only for the Easter special.
Of course I would do it. Of course I would do it.
They have to paint your ball like it's an Easter egg.
I would be called Bollock Tim and I would take £1 million. Of course I would. Would you do... Okay, well, let's switch it around. Would you do it?
Mm-hmm.
Right, you're getting £1 million a season.
To host
the
British.
You're still called... You're called Josh.
British.
It's all fine.
Bake Off.
The only contractual stipulation is you have to fuck a cake every season. For like about 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
No, you have to fuck a cake till disintegration.
What is it? A Victoria sponge? I like a Victoria sponge.
You don't get to choose.
Is there coconut sprinkles?
They do. We do like a phone-in vote thing, like X Factor, and they pick the cake.
And how many times? Once.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Season, and then it just comes back from the outbreak.
Yeah.
We'll find out how well Susan's quesadilla does
after
Josh pounds this cake.
It's a bit like when
Lineker... And then I cut that, I look at the camera and go, it's not even pound cake.
Right.
Anyway, yes, the answer is yes, of course. For £1 million, I would do far worse than that. I would do that while kicking children. So there you go. That was weirdly disgusting.
Mm.
Letters?
Yeah.
Everywhere you can write into the show, if you've got a work-related problem, like, oh, Tim,
your co-worker called Dwayne has bought a bicycle with two seats. I believe they call it a tandem bicycle.
It's a tandem bike, yeah.
And he's very excited about it. But he doesn't have anyone to ride with, and he keeps dropping hints for you to ride with him.
That's me on the tandem.
It's him on the tandem.
That's me on the bicycle.
Riding through town.
Quietly hating myself.
He has no one to ride with.
People laugh at me.
Poor Dwayne has to ride through London on his own on a two-seater bicycle. He's very depressed. He starts taking unnecessary risks, like going inside articulated lorries. Oh my god, he almost kills himself. Because you haven't gone on the bicycle with him.
Oh. Sorry, I fucked that up. I thought that I
saw you pedaling. I thought that I saw you riding.
Oh shit.
I think I thought I saw you ride, but now you're dead. There you go. You didn't ride with Dwayne.
Or a relationship problem, like,
you met a girl called Cassandra. She is a bit crazy. She has a fascination with zoo animals. She invites you to the zoo. You don't want to go because you're getting a bad feeling about it. Anyway, you give in to the pressure. You end up at London Zoo. You end up outside the lion enclosure. She goes, watch this, and jumps into the lion enclosure. You start screaming for all the attendants to help to get her out. She doesn't care. She dies. She jumped into a lion enclosure.
Or a sex problem like,
you like Tabasco on your cock.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
That came from somewhere deep inside you, I fear. Okay, every week you write to the show, although I have been told for legal reasons to say that we are not trained advice givers, and anything that we do say should be taken in jest.
Yeah.
And what they mean by that is a joke. They don't mean swallow it.
No.
Okay, dear EBP, this one is called Slept with Sister-in-Law.
Right.
Dear EBP.
God, sorry, I just heard that. I said right, but now I've heard it. Yeah, right.
You seem like that's not.
I was like, yeah, that's run the mill. Of course. Why wouldn't you bang their sister-in-law?
Why wouldn't you? If you've got balls, you'll do it.
Yeah.
Firstly, it's not as bad as it sounds.
Right.
I mainly use that title so you would read the email out.
Wow.
Here's the deal.
Needy.
My brother has been with his girlfriend a year.
Yeah.
Last week. Oh, wait, sorry. My brother's been with his girlfriend a year. Last week, they got engaged. 2 years ago, I met a girl on a night out and had a one-night stand with her. It was the same girl.
Right.
So, in a roundabout way, after they get married, I would have slept with my sister-in-law. Should I tell my brother? I don't want to keep a secret from him forever, but there's always the chance he will flip out. I mean, I've had a year to tell him. What should I do?
Well, you missed the fucking window there, haven't you?
Yeah, let me give you a hint about life. So people keep secrets.
Yeah. Some people take secrets to the grave. They do.
Yeah.
They stare out over the icy tundra that is life and swear to themselves they're going to keep this horrible, dark secret.
Everyone gets home at one point late at night in their life and goes, no one will ever find out what just happened.
No one. No. Yeah. And that's fine.
That's fine. I mean, that's to a point. Fine. To a point.
No, it's a point. Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't completely isolate yourself and cut yourself off, but every now and again, there's a real humdinger that you just have to keep under your hat.
Yeah. There is no good way to take your brother aside and say, hey,
how's
bro.
How's that going to go? Let's war game this out.
Remember we were kids and you came and stopped those bullies from hitting me and then we went home and picked conkers. I fucked your wife.
I fucked your wife-to-be.
There's no way to do
that. But it was a long time ago. It was a different time. Different time. But I just want you to know I was there first.
Just want you to know that I marked that territory.
Yeah, I was there.
Yonks ago.
Yeah, so.
And to be honest with you, I didn't even want to call her back. I was there. And now you want to spend forever with her. So.
I fucked your wife to be and never called her.
Would you be annoyed if I slept with your fiance?
What, now?
No,
what,
like, to past? Say it was 2 years before you met her.
I don't think it would be a problem.
Would you be annoyed that I'd never told you?
I'm not sexually threatened by you.
Okay, my advice would be, and this is separate to Tim's advice, my advice would be take this to the grave.
Well, that would be my advice too.
Don't tell anyone about this ever. In fact...
Or just wait for a family Christmas.
Get drunk.
And put the confession in a cracker. And pull it with him. And go, tell the joke. It's like, oh, I fucked your wife. In a different life. Make it a limerick.
Do you know what? Don't even do that. Write it in Sharpie on his Christmas cracker hat.
Yeah.
So he puts it on, doesn't see it.
Or like, talk to the wife-to-be and go, listen, have you told him? And she'll say, no, what, are you crazy? I went, well, I think you should.
I just think, don't say. What's it gonna help? They're going to spend forever together, you know, so don't worry about it.
Right.
Just say you don't... No, you can't say that. You can't say I don't remember it, can you?
Just ignore it. I mean, it seems to me that she also remembers... And she's studiously not mentioned it. You haven't mentioned it. So.
Maybe just try it one more time, see if you like it.
No harm, no foul. What do you mean?
Maybe you can marry her. Have one more go.
One more go.
You know, like another.
What? That's what? Straight up betrayal.
One more sex.
Straight up betrayal of your sibling.
Hey, it's not cheating if it's your brother's wife.
What the hell's that supposed to
mean? I don't know. never tell.
Yeah, go to the grave with it.
Never tell.
End of.
All right, next letter.
Yeah.
Personal trainer. Dear EBP, predictably, I've got the hots for my personal trainer. He is a mega babe, and I can't stop thinking about him. I saw him in a bar on the weekend and was too nervous to say anything.
Right.
Also, he's seen me at my worst, struggling to do 7 sit-ups and nearly vomiting after squats. How do I ask him out without looking like a pleb?
Right. That's a weird use of the word.
Pleb. What's a pleb?
Well, pleb is like from
Sounds like some kind of sea life.
It's from the Latin, isn't it? Plebeian.
Meaning, oh, is that what it means?
Meaning everyone. Meaning just everyone. The hoi polloi.
How do you ask out your put? Just it's ask hard, him out. That's not a big deal.
Well, she'd have to find another gym.
No, it's a personal trainer.
Right.
First of all, congratulations on doing well enough to be able to afford a personal trainer.
Yeah.
I would say, how do you ask out a guy? I'm guessing he's quite buff.
Although I've started going to the gym. And a lot of the people at that gym, it's like this budget gym. And do you know how the personal trainers aren't that inspiring physically?
Yeah.
In the sense that they are fit, but they have worked certain muscle groups too much. So there's one guy with a really tiny head with massive pecs.
Yeah, little guys. There's always little guys who always, yeah. They build up their neck.
Legs. And they build up their like upper body. This guy has no legs, basically massive pecs and big shoulders, but he has a tiny, tiny head. You're like, well, dude, why? Why bother?
Well, you know, because he wants to make a change for himself and improve his life.
Yeah, but he's made a mistake, isn't he? He spent so much time making that mistake as well. It's not like something. It's not just something he just did.
What do you do when you go to the gym?
Well, I mainly jog. I might do some light weights and stuff.
Okay, well, if there's not enough, if there aren't many people there,
yeah, there's too many people.
My biggest fear of the gym is everyone watching.
Right.
You know, because I look really bad when I exercise.
You look incongruous.
And also, the other thing I don't like is the men's changing room.
Why?
Like, I went in one the other day. I wasn't working out; it was just for fun. I went in one the other day because I was playing squash for the first time in like 10 years.
Right.
Went and played squash with friends, and then they were just like, "Yeah, well, now let's go shower." And I was like, "I want to shower with you guys."
Right.
You go in, and there's just naked men like blow drying their ass crack. You know, it's freaky.
There's always a guy who's very confident parading with his cock out.
Yeah.
Just and most people are like, oh, they get changed or whatever, it's fine. But there's one guy who's all bets are off. Yeah. His dick is there. He's almost presenting it.
Anyway, our personal trainer.
Personal trainer.
Just say when he's training you, just say, oh, you know, what are you doing on Friday night? And he'll go, well, I'm a personal trainer, so my options are very much open because everyone wants to sleep with me.
Yeah.
And then just go, well, why don't we go for some health food? They probably like that, don't they, personal trainers? Something vegetarian and with a weird word, quinoa.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, suggest something like that. He'll probably go right for it.
Yeah, he'll have the quinoa, he'll have the gluten-free, and then he'll do half a gram of coke.
What about this? That's another thing about personal trainers is they also love drugs as well. I've met a few and they fucking love drugs.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of a contradiction, isn't it?
just say to him, why don't you say, look, I really want to improve my lifestyle, help, like food-wise, my intake, but I don't really know what to have. Yeah, can you come with me and show me?
Yeah.
And then you've bagged yourself a date under false pretenses, but a date is a date.
Yeah, that's true.
If he's in a room eating food with you, it's a date.
He went, have this. He went, what's that? That's a wheatgrass shot. Yeah. Have this as well. What's that? A rock of crack.
Yeah. I just think, ask him out.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like we're not really giving great advice here, but...
It's thunderously good advice, Josh.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I think just take a risk. Try to steer it over to something. Next time you're working out, go, oh, I saw you, but I felt a bit shy and want to come up and say hello. It's like, you probably go, what the fuck, man? What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, that's a good move. Oh, I saw you out on Friday night.
Yeah.
And he'll go, why didn't you say hi? And you were like, oh, I just got a bit shy. You look really, you know, gorgeous and busy.
I was too busy.
Sorry, I said too much.
Yeah, I was too busy committing you to memory for later. No, just say that. You'll be like, oh, God, next time you see me, it's a go. It's like, okay, next time, are you in that bar often? Oh, why don't we go there?
Do you know what? If you actually want a surefire way of communicating with him on a level that isn't on personal training, wait till about midnight on Friday night and just send him a text saying, do you know where I can get some coke?
Yeah.
Because he will.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's a personal trainer.
He's a personal trainer.
And all personal trainers love drugs.
You heard it here.
All right, next letter.
Right.
All right, this one weirdly is called A Roommate Fucked Jesus.
Okay.
And it's long.
Oh.
A couple of months ago, I met a guy at a house party and we immediately got along. Let's call him Jesus.
Right.
After we went out every day until he left for summer, one day he even slept at my place. Nothing romantic / sexual happened, but I got a huge crush on him. After Jesus left, we kept talking through Facebook and he repeatedly called me friend or dude. We were both really excited to meet again. I just saw him again last weekend and we went out for drinks for 2 days straight. That's called a bender. Anyway, he stayed at my place. Nothing happened, but he started saying things and acting like something could happen. On the third day, he rose from the dead. Ha ha. No, he didn't. Can you leave?
Sorry.
Okay, seriously, leave the jokes to us. Yeah. On the third day, Jesus and his brother came to my apartment for a house party. His brother started flirting with me, and a bit after I saw Jesus next to us making out with my roommate. This sounds like it's heading toward an orgy.
Right.
I was pissed. Is that angry or drunk?
It's angry. It was American.
Long story short, I fucked his brother. And apparently he slept with my roommate. Well, we didn't. I mean, if it says apparently, I mean, he did.
Yeah. Totally did.
We were all pretty wasted. Now he's acting kind of weird. No one has brought up what happened, but I'm pretty sure he knows. I know there's not much of a chance for something serious to happen now, but I don't want to lose the friendship. What do I do? Greetings from your two Mexican fans. Me and my sister.
We have two Mexican fans.
Great.
Two.
Just I'll take
two.
It.
In a whole country, you know.
Well, we've never been there.
How
many people are in Mexico? Seven?
About seven or eight, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a stronghold
good.
Of the population.
Strong, yeah, it's good.
I don't understand what this question is.
Well, she's fucked the brother of Jesus.
She fucked the guy that she fancies brother, and then her housemate slept with him.
And so now it's ruined everything.
I know there's not much of a chance for something serious to happen now, but I don't want to lose his friendship. What do I do? Well, you're not going to lose his friendship. He slept with your housemate. You slept with his brother. You guys are all great friends now.
Yeah. You have stories.
Yeah.
A story, a great big story that binds you.
Yeah. If you want to be even better friends, just do swapsies.
Right.
Sorry.
I could never do that, you know. I don't think I'd be able to do a foursome. Do you know what I mean? Threesome.
It's a lot of, it's like plate spinning.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
And like, when do you take turns? What do you tag each other out? What do you do?
Yeah. And also, I mean, people always think of threesomes and, you know, orgies or whatever as like, oh, you know, like a buffet of sex.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, there's a chicken wing. Oh my God, there's a vol au vent. Oh my God, there's trifle. Yeah, yeah. What? There's cheesecake?
Yeah.
But like,
that's really, why you could never do an orgy because you'd say those things.
But the main thing with sex is it's really hard just to please one person.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
When have you ever sexually satisfied anyone? You probably haven't.
Yeah, and the chances are you all have nothing in common, really.
Yeah.
Because if you got to the orgy part anyway, you don't really have orgy with people you kind of know, do you? That's the kind of thing that happens with strangers.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have sex, and then afterwards someone's going to be like, put their cards on the table politically and say they're really right-wing, and you're going to be like, ah.
Also, what about, you know, that feeling of complete inner sadness that you get after sex?
Right.
Times that by what, four? For the number of people in the room, it's going to be a bummer.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, that's not what she's saying. She's saying that she wants to be this guy's friend, but he slept with a housemate, she slept with his brother. That doesn't affect a friendship.
No.
That can affect a relationship.
Yeah.
But if you're mates, then what's the big deal? Well, what, you both had sex?
Yeah.
What's the problem here?
There's no problem.
Why is this a problem?
It's not a problem.
If you're going to write in all the way from Mexico, give us a fucking problem.
Well, she didn't write in all the way from Mexico. She just wrote. She wrote
and from
sent,
Mexico
and sent an email, and it got to us.
Okay, all right, fine. I'll take it back. However, I don't know what the big deal is here.
Yeah,
just, you know, you can have sex,
right,
with people and still be friends.
Yeah,
that's fine. It's called wingmanning. Basically, you wingmanned each other.
Yeah,
which makes you great friends.
Yeah,
unless you're in love with him, in which case you probably shouldn't have slept with his brother.
Yeah. Which means you've ruined it forever. It never goes back together again. Have a nice life.
Yeah.
It's like sliding doors, but with sex.
My advice here is don't worry about it.
Yep.
Yeah. Because, you know, unless you're in love with him, don't worry. You're just going to stay friends.
Yeah.
And you'll go out with each other and maybe you'll get drunk and have sex.
Just chill out or write him a poem.
Yeah. Nothing says I enjoy our friendship as much as a 15 verse poem.
Write him a 15 verse epic poem.
Yeah. In free verse.
In free verse.
Don't even make it rhyme.
No, don't even make it rhyme. Yeah.
Yeah.
Done.
Anyway, are we done?
I think so.
That's it for another week. Go on iTunes, leave us a review, and go on just iTunes. Leave us a review on iTunes. Do it.
Yeah.
Give us 5 stars, yeah? that's it. Join us next week for more nothing.
Yeah.
This has been the Excitable Boy podcast, and I hope everyone takes care of themselves. And wrap up, because winter's coming.
I've been Tim.
I've been Josh.
Yeah.
And if you're in London on Monday, the 3rd of October, come see the Kenneths at the Black Heart as our record comes out. Oh, shit, our record comes out on Friday.
You're launching
the EP. Double N comes out this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you get your copy.
Yeah.
Or come to the Kenneths launch for the EP on Monday the 3rd, Blackheart Camden, and you get a free copy.
Just out of curiosity, you haven't timed the album release to any major political event.
Not like this
Brexit.
Time.
No. Right, good, good.
We did, no.
Because Brexit happened on the day...
That our first single came out. Yeah. That was good. We planned it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, we didn't want any press.
Yeah, totally.
We didn't want any good reviews.
No, cool.
Or bad reviews. We just didn't want any press, so we thought, let's put it out on the day we leave.
Cool bands hide behind seismic shifts in the political landscape.
Yeah, that's what you do. We're going on tour next week. We're doing London, Milton Keynes, Norwich, Manchester, Glasgow, Newcastle, York, Birmingham, Swansea, Southampton. All tickets are available now at thekenneths.com, although I'll probably put the link in this podcast information.
Right.
And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.